Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. We'll check in with the Packers coming up. If there was a drama scale, if you had to put a number on it, 1 through 10, what number would you attach to that drama in Green Bay right now? Also, a little bit later on, Damian Lillard of the Blazers will stop by. With the NFL draft over, more focus will fall on the NBA. And believe it or not, the play-in tournament is 2 weeks away from today. LeBron doesn't like it. And that's about as much attention as the play-in games have gotten all season long. And it's kind of hard to wrap your head around it. The 7 and 8 seeds play. The winner is in. The loser takes on the winner of the 9-10 game. Yeah. Last season, it felt like they created this whole thing so Zion and the Pelicans would have a shot, but they're not in the top 10 right now. They lost to Steph Curry and the Warriors last night. But if you said Steph and the Warriors versus the Lakers and LeBron in a play-in game, woo, I'm all in. But the mini tournament, LeBron not big on it right now. But Steph Curry is, because he knows that's his only avenue into making the playoffs. The regular season, though, kind of stumbling towards the finish line, and then the real competition begins when the playoffs get cooking. The Lakers picked up a win over the Nuggets last night without LeBron. The Lakers beating the Nuggets 93-89. That snapped a three-game losing streak. The Lakers are now 9-13 without LeBron in the lineup and 28-15 with him in the lineup. You start to think about some of the injuries. I ran down this list with Paulie last night. So Dennis Schroeder is going to miss probably 2 weeks. He's got COVID issues. And LeBron's out of the lineup, maybe back Thursday after re-aggravating his ankle. Kawhi Leonard, he's got a nagging foot injury. Then you have the Dodgers. Dustin May is going to have Tommy John surgery. His season is over. Shohei Ohtani didn't pitch last night. He got hit on the elbow in yesterday's ball game. So there's some injury news, not just with the Lakers there, but with the Clippers, with the Dodgers, and with the Angels. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can, a variety of ways. You can email, tweet, you can dial us up, do all the above, 877-3DP-SHOW. You can watch on Peacock. That's our TV partner. All 3 hours, and listen on our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities. McLovin, the poll question, and are we staying with it in hour two?
Yeah, I think we have to stick with this for a little bit. Would you rather watch a Lakers-Warriors play-in game, say it was the one game to get in, or a 76ers-Nuggets finals? I'll give you all seven games. It's 50-50.
If I said game seven of the NBA Finals, you don't know the teams, or that first game, the play-in game, Warriors and Lakers. Yeah, McLeod.
Can you put a caveat that there's no LeBron in that game seven?
Okay. All right, so LeBron's not in it. The Lakers aren't in it. But you can watch game seven of the NBA Finals, or you can watch the one-game playoff between the Warriors and the Lakers.
Be honest.
Being the NBA fan, I'm supposed to say game seven of the NBA Finals. I would want to watch Steph Curry against LeBron James. Winner moves on. Yeah, McLeod.
Are we headed towards some rating disasters in the finals,
no,
potentially?
I don't know. I don't know. If you get Nets-Lakers, that's gold. You're fine. If you get Sixers-Lakers, you're fine. After that, maybe not fine. Like Bucks-Lakers, probably not. But I got a little bit of basketball left to be played here before we get to the play-in games. That's coming up in 2 weeks. We talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers, that situation. We'll check in with the Packers coming up here in a little bit. ESPN Packers reporter Rob Domofsky will join us. And I'm just wondering, how is all this information getting out? Who leaked it on draft day? Who does it benefit? Who leaked the information to Diana Rossini, the mothership, that Shailene Woodley, the actress, the fiance of Aaron Rodgers, is involved in the meetings with the Packers coaching staff and front office? Now, is she there when they go to Malibu and sit down? Aaron wants to bring in his people and he brings in his fiance? Yeah, Paul.
I heard Shailene Woodley was like sitting there with a depth chart and like saying, yeah, that Ole Miss wide receiver, he's a possession guy, Elijah Moore. Got to get him.
Yeah.
That's my sources.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the salary. I'm a capologist as well as an actress here, and I just want to break down things here. Yes, McLovin.
I saw Ellen Fallon. She said she's still never been to a live football game, knows nothing about the sport.
Yeah, I'm guessing she may not want to go to Green Bay during the season. I'm guessing, but I don't know. She's, you know, being labeled Yoko Ono, you know, who, of course, is blamed for breaking up the Beatles, but... I don't know Shailene Woodley. I know her body of work, but I have no idea what her role is, and she should have a role. It's his fiance. Yeah, see.
This kind of feels a little bit like those, like, yeah, Shailene Woodley, she was present at the meetings. Like, say Aaron Rodgers and everybody are sitting in the living room, and she's like, yeah, she was there at the house too. Yes, she was there for the meeting. She was over at the dining room.
Yeah, I don't know what role, but... You know, maybe she just walked in. Maybe just said, hey, guys, I'm Shailene. Just want to introduce myself. And then left. Yeah, Paulie.
I just checked in Aaron Rodgers' Malibu home. It's not like a one-bedroom studio. It's like a studio by the beach where everyone's in one room. It's 5,000 square feet. And it's got levels. Mm. Plural. Mm. Many levels.
yes, McLovin. What?
I have a worst-case scenario with Shailene Woodley. Yep. You know, her and Aaron Rodgers reportedly met through an astrologer to the stars. What if
did?
Yeah.
I thought they met through Danica Patrick.
Oh, that'd possible.
That'd be odd.
There was a strong connection with this astronomer to the stars who has Jennifer Aniston. I don't know if you've been connected because of your friendship with Jennifer.
Is it astrologer or astronomer?
Definitely.
There's a difference.
Astrologer. Did I say astronomer?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were studying Copernicus together at a local college. And yeah, that's interesting. But what if she was in there getting the vibes of the room or some sort of New Age California thing? I mean, if you're going to go Yoko Ono, maybe they're going in a weird direction.
This from Ian Rappaport. My understanding is Denver is one of Aaron Rodgers' potential preferred destinations. If he does leave Green Bay, Rappaport goes on to say, if the situation is not resolved, then we can't ignore the fact that the Denver Broncos were on the clock. Justin Fields was there, and they did not take a quarterback. They kept their options open. Now, that does stand out because I gave you the odds. There's odds of Aaron Rodgers staying, and right now it's the Green Bay Packers, of course, then it's Denver, then it's the Raiders, Dolphins, Chargers, Browns, Saints, Washington football team. You also have to factor in, does he want a new contract? I'm guessing a contract extension. A new team would help that. But he doesn't have a no trade, so can he say, I don't want to go to the Carolina Panthers? I'm guessing he could say, hey, I'll just retire. But these are the odds right now, and I respect Rappaport in what he's reporting here with that possibility of going to Denver. Get some phone calls in here. Scott in Montana. Hey, Scott. Welcome to the program. What do you
have? Hey, Dan. Scott, 6 foot, 195 pounds. I hear you, you know, you're trying to get closer to the deal, pulling in reporters from Green Bay. I guess my question is there any mea culpa that Brian Knockwurst can offer to save this deal? And if not, how butthurt is Aaron Rodgers? Would he go play for an AFC team for a year and then slap on the purple number 12 to seek his revenge?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any inner workings, any inner dealings, any sources on this. You know, I had somebody reach out, a source, on draft night when this all came about, and my source said, try to find out who leaked this, which side. That was it. That was all I got. And then it was kind of a cryptic text that I got, and I said, can you fill me in on anything? And my source said, I'm guessing Aaron Rodgers is not well-liked in that locker room. That was all I got. But being fair to the situation, trying to find out, where are we going with this? Like, the drama back and forth, it's great for me. You know, great content. But what is the end game here for Aaron Rodgers? If he truly wants out, then just say, I want out. If firing the GM is going to keep him happy and keep him in Green Bay, what do you do as an organization? As much as you would say, well, we got to fire the GM. Do you? I wouldn't. Now, if you say, like, you know, the GM's not the only person who could be a bad guy in this situation. But they have drafted well enough that Aaron had 48 touchdown passes last year. 5 interceptions. Got a good offensive line. They went out and got more offensive linemen. They got a wide receiver from Clemson who will contribute. They got running backs. They have a pretty good offense. You know, the problem is they've whiffed on defense. And I think that's what's hurt them when it comes to stopping somebody. They couldn't stop San Francisco. But the blame that goes around in the NFC title game last year. You can't kick field goals. And that came back and haunted them. Yeah, Paul.
Looking at the Broncos as a destination, they had the 28th ranked offense in points last year, 25th in defense, and they dropped off big time on defense. They got some young guys like Noah Fant, the tight end. They drafted pretty high. Jerry Jeudy, the wide receiver. They got running backs.
Yeah, but they're going to have to give up somebody to get Aaron Rodgers. You might lose your tight end and your wide receiver and somebody else. I don't – like, you have to factor in what does Green – hey, he could go to Denver. Okay, what does Denver have to give up to get Aaron Rodgers, if that were the case? What can the Raiders give up to get Aaron Rodgers? That's why I go back to over a month ago. If you said to the Niners, right before they pulled the trigger on that deal with the Dolphins, hey, I think you could get Aaron Rodgers. I think you could get Aaron Rodgers for all these first-round draft picks, and you might have to throw in a starter on defense. Would you do that? And if I'm the Niners, I'm this close to the Super Bowl. I have so much talent. We were injured. Everybody comes back. I get Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I'd do that. Even though you're giving up Trey Lance, I'm winning now. Like, you get this opportunity. Win now. Yeah, Paul.
The Broncos, the year they had, before they got Manning, they had Tim Tebow quarterback. Their offense was ranked 25. A year later, they had number one offense in football with Peyton Manning.
Dominic in Wisconsin. Hey, Dom, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Dan?
Good, sir. Dom,
well,
you okay? Dom, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I was just outside throwing stuff in the dump.
Okay.
The thing about Aaron Rodgers is they baby him too much in Wisconsin.
All right. Well, thank you, Don. Enjoyed the dump. I mean, it is open season on Rodgers a little bit because I think the national fan is looking at this saying, come on, Packers, take care of him. But if you're there locally, you're dealing with a lot of this stuff and in minute detail. And maybe you get to the point where, like, is he ever going to be happy? It's rare to find a quarterback who is happy, satisfied. Down through the decades, somebody is always unhappy about something or someone. They just are. Quarterbacks are not happy people. But as you move forward, what direction is forward for the Green Bay Packers? That's what I want to know. Yeah, Paul.
A lot of this stuff makes you relook at what Tom Brady did the past 12 years in Boston. You know, he redid his contract a few times. Now, he still gets his money, but he redid his contract a bunch of times to help them get people. He didn't have a lot of high-end people coming in except for, you know, Moss, the year with Moss when they brought in. But he kept quiet the whole time. You never heard him utter much stuff in the first 15 years there with the Patriots.
Yeah, but he's winning championships.
Yes.
Rodgers has one title. Brady knew, hey, I may not like it. I may not enjoy Bill Belichick. But I do know there's a master plan, and we're winning, or at least competing for Super Bowls. You need each other. And I think because of that, he didn't say anything. Then I think he got to the point where Bill didn't want to keep him, like Jimmy Garoppolo, and Tom realized, do I want to continue doing this? If I'm going to play, I want to play by my rules. I want to go have fun. I'm going to be able to build a team or at least have a say in who we bring in. And he went to Tampa. If Rodgers would go to Denver, keep this in mind. Drew Lock threw 15 interceptions in his last 11 games of 2020. Aaron Rodgers has thrown 11 interceptions in his last 48 games. Drew Lock threw at least 2 interceptions in 5 of those 11 games. Rodgers has had one such game in his last 48 games.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
By the way, everybody taking their shots at Aaron Rodgers, including the Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw, who had this to say on New York radio station WFAN yesterday.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, he's a 3-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one. And for him to be upset, my God, I don't understand that. Pittsburgh drafted Mark Malone, number one, Cliff Stout in the 3rd or 4th round. I had them coming at me from all angles. I embraced it because when we went to practice, I wasn't worried about those guys. You know, it didn't scare me a bit. So I don't understand why he's so upset.
Well, Terry, they didn't give him a heads up. They were drafting a quarterback in the first round. You had 4 Super Bowl rings when they were trying to replace you, or at least thought of. And Cliff Stout and Mark Malone were not exactly considered great quarterbacks. Talented enough. Mark Malone, great athlete. But Cliff Stout, I don't know if he was going to be putting too much pressure on you. The point is that Aaron Rodgers is upset, was upset. They didn't let him know. Does that make him weak? Like, I don't know what that means. Aaron Rodgers is weak. Like, okay. It seems like when he gets on the field, he's pretty tough. And this is generational, by the way, with Terry. You know, no player had player empowerment back in the 70s. You didn't have a say. It wasn't a seat at the table. You didn't even get into the house. Yeah, McLevin.
I was just thinking about, Roger Staubach got replaced by Danny White, Joe Montana. Like, all these legends got kind of ugly replacements back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Imagine Montana and Steve Young right now. Would that have gone down the same way? I mean, you probably covered that story.
Yeah. Yeah, but that, you know, Joe, they thought was past his prime, brittle, and they had Steve, who was just so good, and, you know, nobody knew who they had in Steve Young. because he played for Tampa Bay, and that was the worst team in football. You know, you had an idea of him at BYU, but everybody at BYU usually led the nation in passing. And then he goes to San Francisco, and, you know, Montana goes to Kansas City. Here is a possibility. CBS Sports' Cody Benjamin presented some potential offers that maybe Denver could offer up here. And a lot of draft picks and Drew Lock. Wide receiver Cortland Sutton and a lot of draft picks. Von Miller and a lot of draft picks. Okay. Well, good luck with that. We'll talk to Rob Domofsky. He covers the Packers for the Mothership. He'll join us coming up next. More phone calls. Damian Lillard, top of the hour. We're coming back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Discover the Discover credit card and get all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. There's no limit on how much you can earn. How amazing is that? In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. And you can learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Rob Domofsky, been a longtime friend of the show. We knew him when he used to be just a newspaper writer. Now he's a TV guy, ESPN Packers reporter. Rob, great to have you back. Are you ready for a little drama over the next couple of weeks, months?
Dan, if it takes a sticky quarterback situation for you and I to get back together, then so be it. Bring it on.
If I said on the drama meter, give me a number between 1 and 10, where are we right now in Green Bay?
It's 8 or 9, man. It's right up there. This has been building for a while. The thing that surprised me, Dan, was that Rodgers and his people allowed it to become public, because we knew this was festering for a while. But Rodgers, as you know, is a very smart, calculated guy, never does anything without thinking it through. And his history suggested that he would keep this and make passive aggressive type of gestures, but never really come out and go all out with what he was thinking. And in this case, he did it.
Do we know that his camp was the source of this leak on draft day to Shefty?
Well, put it this way, Dan. Why would the team want this out there, right? I mean, first of all, they don't want anyone knowing their quarterback's unhappy because they have no intention of trading him. Now, if they wanted to trade him, sure, they would put it out there. But there is no way that they don't want to go forward with Aaron Rodgers in 2021. The issue is, do they want to go forward with him beyond? So, like that said right there, that eliminates that side of the equation in terms of who put this out there. And look, for Aaron to say at the Kentucky Derby, I'm disappointed that this news came out, who is he fooling?
Well, I just wonder, were they trying to embarrass him to let everybody know that how petty he is, how petty he's being? That, you know, I as soon as I heard it, I go, okay, who leaked it and why? And, you know, it's just like when Diana Russini this morning said Shailene Woodley is in the meetings with the Packers front office at Aaron's home. Okay, who would leak that, Rob?
Right. Yeah, that is curious. It's a good question. But everything from what I can gather and tell, that this initially did not come from the team side.
Okay. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, well, right now I think it's a stalemate for a couple of reasons. One, June 1st, nothing, if they're going to trade him, it's not going to happen until June 2nd. I told Greeny this morning on Get Up, just book me for June 2nd at 7:05, because that's when we can have something again concrete. Now, I'm sure we'll talk again, but like from a salary cap standpoint, just if they didn't trade him before the first round of the draft where they were going to get immediate capital, it would be salary cap suicide to do it before June 1. So at this point, we've got, you know, what, a few weeks of posturing back and forth. But I think the Packers still truly want to try to make this work. It's interesting, Dan, I asked a highly placed team source yesterday if there's any update. And the answer was, not unless you can tell me our quarterback is coming back.
Does everything go away if the Packers do fire their GM, as it's been reported that Aaron wants him out?
I don't think they're going to do it, Dan. That's just not the way they've done business forever. You know, and right or wrong, they have never really put the quarterback above everybody else.
But do you believe that story, though, Rob, that Rodgers dislikes Brian Gutekunst that much?
I don't know whether he wants him fired, Dan, but I know that is for sure the source of his problems. And it's not just the Jordan Love pick. You know, there's been all kinds of things. He didn't want Jordy Nelson let go when Jordy Nelson still had, you know, good football left in him. I remember in training camp, was it last year or the year before, where he listed off, I feel really good about my top four receivers, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Alan Lazard, Devontae Adams, of course, and Jake Kumerow. The next day they cut Jake Kumerow, you know? Like, I mean, he wouldn't have gone out on a limb and put Jake Kumerow in that if he thought they were going to cut him. And that, I think he felt like that undermined him. So he has forged a really good relationship with Matt LaFleur. In fact, better than I thought he would, knowing how difficult that he can be to work with and how it ended with McCarthy. Credit to him for buying into LaFleur. There's not an issue there, except maybe they should have kicked should not have kicked the field goal on 4th and 8 in the NFC Championship.
You were there when Rodgers was drafted. Do you remember what Favre's reaction? Because it's a first-round draft pick. They didn't trade up. Rodgers fell into their lap. And and Favre wasn't playing that well back then. So that's different. Rodgers.
Right. But remember this, Dan? Remember when Brett Favre famously said, It doesn't say in my contract that I have to help Aaron Rodgers get ready. And that first year, man, it was frosty. It really was. It was bad. He did everything he could to freeze him out. Now, it did improve. Like, you go back and look at 06 when McCarthy got in and 07 when they went to the NFC Championship game. I mean, there's plenty of plays where you see Favre come running off the field after throwing a touchdown and Rodgers is right there ready to give him the hug. So it definitely changed.
Yeah.
But, man, at the beginning, it was frosty. To Rodgers' credit, he didn't freeze out Love. He said, he's like, look, I'm not thrilled with the pick, but it's not Jordan Love's fault.
Well, you start to look at this and you go, okay, so Rodgers, the offense is good enough for him to win the MVP. The skill position players are good enough. So the front office did a pretty good job. I think we could all be in agreement, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's the narrative that they haven't done enough, but they have the number one scoring offense. They re-signed the best left tackle in the league in David Bakhtiari. They re-signed the best, you know, maybe the best running back in terms of touchdown production in Aaron Jones. So you say, well, they didn't do a lot in free agency. Well, those were their free agents, right? So I would agree with that premise.
But also, if I go back 5 weeks, 5 weeks ago, and I say to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan with the Niners, don't make that trade with Miami.
Yeah.
Get all those draft picks, and you're probably going to have to throw in a defensive starter, and you could get Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, I think
with the Niners,
they tried to get Aaron Rodgers on Thursday. Too.
I know, but they didn't have any draft picks. Like, they had the third pick overall.
Yeah.
But if I said to Sam, do you think San Francisco, if they had a chance to get Rodgers, would they have done that 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, you're probably right. They probably wouldn't have in terms of making the trade they made to get to three. But here's the thing, Dan. Like, the Packers have told everybody all along, we're not trading him. Now, when does that change? You know, how hard of a stance is Rodgers going to take? I mean, is it June? Is it when training camp starts July 28th or whatever it is, when the season opens September 7th? Now, when is it? That's the question. I mean, how many times did we talk during the summer of Favre? I mean, it was like, you know, the thing went on. Like, the Packers' MO has been, don't do anything until you absolutely have to, i.e. ignore it and hope it goes away, which they found out then. Stuff doesn't go away.
How is Rodgers viewed locally?
Yeah, you know what? People love him because he wins. I'm not so sure he's beloved because of who he is, like Brett Favre was. Now, it's a different time, right, Dan? I mean, like, Brett Favre was downtown on Washington Street, you know, doing shots on the bar and, you know, pouring drinks and everybody. It just, that can't happen now, right? I mean, it's just the social media, the camera phones, it just, he'd be destroyed. Favre couldn't exist, but Favre was the everyman, right? Like, he, you lived through everything with him. You grieved with him when his dad died. He cried when he talked about his pain-killing addiction. You know, he was out front when his wife had breast cancer. Rodgers, much more private, you know, much quieter. He has opened up in recent years, has become a little bit more letting the public in. But it's just not the same in terms of the belovedness, not of the player, Dan, but of the person.
What role does Shailene Woodley play in this?
I'm not touching that one, brother. Remember Olivia Munn came after me? I'm not touching that one.
Yeah, why did she come after you?
Oh, she thought that I wrote that he was not playing well because of his relationship, which is not at all what I wrote. And she took a shot at me on Twitter, and it all went crazy from there. So I have learned I'm not touching that.
Did she call you? Did Rodgers, like – what is your relationship like with Rodgers?
Yeah, so Rodgers, when that happened with Olivia, Rodgers called me over in the locker room the next day and said, hey, look, I understand what you wrote. I don't think it's a big deal, but she's upset about it. So next time, you know, just keep her out of this. And he slapped me on the shoulder, walked away, and I thought it was over. And then 2 days later, she went after me on Twitter. So and then it just went, you know, then it was I blamed her, which is not, you know, what I did. But no, I mean, my relationship with Aaron, I would categorize as good. He and I have done two one-on-one interviews with me in the last 4 or 5 months for stories that were pretty, you know, interesting. One was about his incredibly low interception number when he reached 400 touchdowns, and it was on New Year's Eve, actually. And we talked for probably a half hour while he was driving home, and fact, he stopped to get a bottle of Dom Perignon, which I didn't even know you could buy in Green Bay. But he stopped to get a bottle of Dom on his way home and had to interrupt the call. And then we talked right before the Jeopardy stuff aired. And I would say, you know, both times they were good. Our relationship is in a good place. He likes to call me Bob, which he knows I hate. I am Rob, not Bob. So I think there's a good relationship there. Now, am I going to call him up and he's going to tell me everything? No, that's not where our relationship's at.
Who's the quarterback for the Packers week one, Rob? Bob?
I don't know who it is, but I don't think it's Aaron Rodgers. I think there's a less than 5% chance that it's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I'd say it's 50-50 that it's Jordan Love. And I say that because, Dan, this was never the plan to get him ready for 2021. It was 2022. He was the third stringer last year. Like, he wasn't even active on game day. So this wasn't the plan. I think they almost have to go out and get I'm not saying it's this guy because he's under contract with another team, but an Andy Dalton type of player, a Joe Flacco type of player, someone that a veteran that can come in, learn the system quickly, and help, and then bridge the gap between Rodgers and Love.
Oh, I'm envious of you. You got drama over the next couple of months. You thought you were going to have an easy summer, didn't you, Ron?
You know, I had played more golf last summer, I think, than I had in the previous few years. There's no way. I had 65 rounds last year. I'll be lucky to get half that many. I do remember you calling me and doing your show once during the Favre saga from a driving range. I was hitting balls just about to go play when some news broke. So I'm fully ready for that.
Oh, Fritzy's going to reach out to you, that's for sure. It's great to reconnect with you, Rob. Happy for your success. Thanks for joining us.
You guys are the best. I love you.
That's Rob Domofsky, ESPN Packers reporter. It's probably been 20 years that we've been talking to him on this show. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, we definitely had him on like in the 04, 05 to start. No doubt.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah. Now he's a big TV reporter there for the mothership. Yeah, Paul.
I can remember doing this show, and when Brett Favre decided to retire, Jay Glazer called during a commercial break. And you were just doing a segment about whatever we were doing. And Jay called in on the hotline, which he has, and he goes, I have an absolute bomb. He goes, put me on with Dan. I go, I got to know first. And he told me, and then we put him on with you. And then we've had days where, remember when Favre left town and he was in the SUVs in Minnesota and there's
helicopters
over, live war on the air. Green Bay's got a lot of drama per capita.
Well, I remember my son's a Packer fan and he said, can I see Brett Favre before he retires? In fact, the Brett Favre jersey that I have here in the man cave is my son's. And we went to the game and we thought that was his last game. And I remember that Favre went into the locker room and somebody from the Packers said, hey, you know, we got this green room here. If you want to hang out, maybe Brett will talk, but I doubt it. He's not going to talk to the media. And then like 15 minutes later, door opens up and then he walks in. He's, you know, he's in a good mood. He's cursing about the media. And, you know, my son at the time, really young, and he didn't say anything. And I said, hey, you know, my son wanted to come up and see a game. We spent the night. We went to the steakhouse. You know, we did the whole thing there at Lambeau. And he said, I don't want to go out and talk to the media. I you know, all they're going to do is ask me about retiring. And he said, and don't you bleep and ask me about retiring. And so I didn't. And it was just a casual conversation with him. But he was back and forth with what he was going to do. And, you know, was Rodgers, you know, he was waiting to find out if this was going to be his team. Like, there was so much going on there. It's hard to put it into words, the feeling you had, because Packer fans didn't know. They didn't know what they had with Aaron Rodgers, but they knew what they had in Brett Favre. And there was the chance that he was going to retire. And then, of course, we know how that played out. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Comes out every day, 6 Eastern. Recaps everything we did on the show. Gives you some inside information there. We got some exclusives just for the newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com, and all you do is submit your email address. That's it. And then Mario and the backroom guys will make sure you get that every single day. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. By the way, Rob Domofsky said about 5% chance that Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback for the Packers week one. All right, so anybody want to take any bet, make any bets? Yes, McLovin.
I want to bet against Domofsky right now.
You're saying that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback week one?
If I get some sort of odds, I mean... Because here's how are they going to do a trade now? Who's going to trade for him?
Well, wait! You raised your hand.
Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers is the favorite. Okay. To start for Green Bay week one.
Okay, Paulie, Aaron Rodgers week one
for sure.
Packers?
Yes, he's going to be a Packer quarterback.
Seton O'Connor.
Is it possible that he's on the team? He's just not playing.
Hold out.
So he's sitting out.
I think he'll be with the Packers that first game. I just don't know if he's actually playing or not.
Okay. Todd?
I'm with Seton on that. I could see him still being on the roster, but I'm not ready to say that he's under center week one.
All right. 5%, that's pretty low for him to be able to. He's going to be the Packers quarterback. But we're going to know June 1st. We'll know before June 1st. Yeah, McLovin.
Right. If the Packers are going to take, say, the number three overall, future number ones are worthless to them because that'll be like 27th or 28th pick, right? Like they're not going to want a package for him, are they?
I don't know.
Unless he says he's going to hold out.
My gut feeling is that he'll still be the Packers quarterback. That's just like Russell Wilson. When all that drama was unfolding and I said, Pete Carroll knows this is how I can win a championship. That Russell is my best chance to win a championship. And Pete is, what, the oldest coach in the NFL? Like, he wants to have another run where he wins the championship. That the best way to do that is with Russell Wilson. The Packers know the best way to win a championship with this roster over the next 2 years is Aaron Rodgers. How can you keep him happy? The Packers aren't going to fire their GM. Can Rodgers coexist? You know, I had petty, you know, relationships with people at ESPN. I mentioned this yesterday. But you still have to coexist. Like, overall, I knew ESPN SportsCenter was where I needed to be and wanted to be. There were people I didn't get along with. Aaron Rodgers, can you coexist with a GM? How often do you see him? I mean, this is really about when you go on the football field. Are they doing their job? Has this team done its job? Have they surrounded you with talent? And you could make the argument that they have. Very good offensive line, running game. They do have good receivers, one great receiver. That's pretty good. Now, the defense has failed them, but this is a very good offense. Yeah, McClellan.
Would you consider trading Jordan Love as a peace offering if you ran the Packers?
I said that prior to the draft. Like, if you really want to, hey, we bet against you, because that's really what Green Bay did. They bet against Aaron Rodgers having an Aaron Rodgers-like year. If Rodgers throws 25 touchdown passes, then we look at the Packers differently and say, wow, you know, maybe they do have his successor. I don't know if Jordan Love can play. I watched him 1 year, and he was really good. And then I watched him the next year, and he was not. Yes, he...
It feels like there's got to be a little bit more of a line in the sand drawn. Probably back in like 2017, 2018, whenever Brian Gutekunst took over. Mm-hmm. Because if it does go back to Jordy Nelson, say, there's no way that, you know, if you're looking long term, Brian Gutekunst is probably going to outlast Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. There's no way that he can start conceding things now of like, all right, I shouldn't have taken this guy. I should have been more on your side. I should have done all of this stuff. He's not going to go back on any of that.
No, and the Packer organization, I'm guessing, is going to back their GM. Like, I don't think you can start going, wait, who do you want? Who do you want fired? I want that guy and that guy fired. Like, I don't think we can go down that road with the star players. Yeah, Paul.
And trading Jordan Love, they can't do that because you might as well just name Aaron Rodgers the GM if you do that. Plus, you're admitting a mistake. They don't think Jordan Love is a mistake unless there's something... They think they made the right decision. Mm. They think they have the quarterback in waiting for a year and a half from now.
Yeah. Well, they better hope. They better hope. Jesse in L.A. Hey, Jess, what do you have for me today?
Hey, ADP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. So, you opened up the show a little bit earlier with a clip of the great Terry Bradshaw bashing Rodgers. And I just want to remind him and the audience that he did play with 7 Hall of Famers in his time with the Steelers, and that probably made going to work on the field easier and also trusting in your organization with drafting a little easier to not be concerned with. But I did want to say I wanted to bring up the Packers NFC Championship this past year with Rodgers' post-game when he did his video press conference. I'm not sure if you remember, but I felt there was a little more pain and frustration in that interview, and I know it was post-big game, so it was probably more apparent. But do you think he knew then what was going to happen this year, or maybe he knew it was happening and that was a strong possibility, and that's possibly why he seems so distraught on top of losing that big game?
Yeah.
Thanks for picking my call,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, thank you, Jess. Good points, yes. Do I think Rodgers sensed something? Something was missing? And I don't think it's all just, hey, you drafted a quarterback, or you didn't let me know you were going to draft a quarterback. Okay. I mean, you can say, look, we made a mistake. The entire front office, you know, as it's been reported, flew out to talk to Aaron Rodgers in the offseason. So they were trying to make this better. If it's not, then maybe it's not reparable. And then you got to figure out where do we move him? And you're going to move him to the AFC too. And is it Denver? Is it the Raiders? Who else could be in there? And where would he want to go? You know, there's a report that he would be open to Denver. And there's a report that he would be open to the Raiders. Okay. Is Aaron the sort? Like, I'm just trying to figure out who's leaking all this stuff. Because that'll give me a little bit more insight into the motivation here. Like, is the tail wagging the dog here? And what is the end game? Final hour coming up. Blazers' Damian Lillard will stop by. Get to more phone calls as well. Seton Pauley, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show. Close out the second hour with M Drive. You can hear it in my voice. Energy. I feel good. Wake up every day. Got an everyday supplement. It's called M Drive. And I know we're all fighting the same thing. Age. Age is undefeated. But with M-Drive, it's packed with powerful ingredients. It's backed by science. Keeps me energized, stronger, leaner. We got a lot to live for. You want to feel good living it. How do you feel today? Ready to try M-Drive? Go to mdrivedan.com. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. They have a lot of great products when you go to the website. And if you don't order online, you can order in the store. Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe are among the stores that carry M-Drive. Energy, strength, drive. It works for me. It can work for you. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. mdrivedan.com, or you can go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shoppe. mdrivedan.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.